Wrestling Soup is intended for a mature audience. We like to use naughty words.
So there's been some news over the last day and a half.
News.
First bit of news, they dropped some of the ladies that were supposed to be in the Royal Rumble. Ooh. And one of the big names that was mentioned was Mickie James. Is going to show up to the Royal Rumble for WWE in 2022. And it's really interesting because they even kind of billed her as Knockouts Champion. They use her picture as a Knockouts Champion.
Wow. So
it'll be even more interesting to see if she actually comes to WWE with the belt.
Oh, I don't know if they'll do that. But to me, that's some prime comedy if they do that.
I don't know.
If they say Mickie James, you know, a TNA champion. Ugh.
But I mean, I kind of wonder, and I mean, we're talking about WWE has been doing a lot of things to try and make things right behind the scenes. The whole Mark Carano bit where she got shit canned. And her stuff was sent in a garbage bag to her house. I wonder if this might be WWE's way or even Nick Khan's way of saying, yeah, that was pretty tasteless. You know, here's a payday. Here's a chance for you to go, you know, underneath our screen, underneath one of our biggest events. We'd love to have you here for a special, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said,
pay her 10 grand. Here you go.
Right. Well, I mean, there's already the rumors are rampant. Like, Mickie James is going to drop the belt at WWE. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. I really think this is just WWE trying to do something nice. I know it's crazy to talk about when WWE does nice things for people, but I really strongly feel this might be one of those cases.
Well, I mean, it's one of those, it's a little bit of both, Mish. Maybe they're trying to make something right with their giver a payday, but also their cupboards are very fucking bare. Mm-hmm. And that's it, too. I mean, like we were just talking about with Eugene and him not having potentially the people or the talent or even the eyes in the audience. You know, Tony Khan's fucking got most of the women now.
Right, right.
He's got most of the women that are out on the free market. And if Vince doesn't have them signed up, that's the deal. So, yeah, they're going to use somebody from fucking TNA. They'll use a Mickie. You know what I mean? Which, well, that's no slight on her, obviously.
Here's one of the posts about this whole thing. Coming from one of these, I don't know if it's a website or one of the website writers, authors. He says, is WWE attempting to make Impact the second biggest company? Now, this is all based upon Mickie James entering the Royal Rumble. Quote, the devil you know is the phrase that comes to mind. I think that this could be a brilliant chess move by Nick Khan. AEW is lingering in that second spot for now, but he knows that a partnership with Impact could likely propel them past the upstart and back into that rightful position. Think about what a quick mention on SmackDown and the Rumble could do for the tenured company. And not to mention if it becomes a full working relationship, all based on Mickie James and a 10-second blurb on SmackDown.
That's awesome.
Let's keep going. You're talking new TV deals and new viewers piling in very quickly.
Shit.
Of course, that doesn't hurt AEW immediately, but it would severely diminish their reputation and make Warner think twice about paying to have the third largest wrestling company. Nick Khan is a clever son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
Look, I like Nick Khan. I think Nick Khan is the dude. I understand some of the moves that he's making. Everything seems very simple, which blows wrestling fanatics and fucking conspiracy theorists out of the water. It makes them go insane because the only thing he cares about is money, and they just can't. But the politics, it's the Triple H regime. No, money. It's all about fucking money. That's it. That's all he fucking cares about. So you have guys like this knee jerk reacting to the fact that I think that WWE is just trying to do a nice thing for Mickie James. She did leave the company she didn't leave the company on bad terms, but the company looked bad with the way that they treated her, especially considering nobody's going to argue that Mickie James is going into the Hall of Fame, right? Like, we can pretty much put a quarter on that one, right? That's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
And at the same time, Mickie James has done a lot for the company. And she's been there when they use her. She's been there when they didn't use her. And I think this is just another way of WWE being nice. And it might not equal money. Maybe Mickie James coming back to the Royal Rumble doesn't spike the ratings. But you know what? It's still something that they feel that is necessary to do in order to keep like everybody happy.
Well, that's they're at this point where they can just do nice things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they can just do that if they feel like it. And like I said, it's obviously to benefit them a little bit. Yeah. But that cracks me up, this idea that, you know, oh, and then they're going to fucking blow Impact Wrestling up. And it's like, have you seen what Impact Wrestling is? Stop. Fucking people sound all like because lunatics.
Of a 10-second blurb. Don't get me wrong. I'd like to believe that WWE could honestly have a working relationship with Impact at this point of the game. I think it would be beneficial to them. I think it would be more beneficial to WWE than Impact, which was kind of the problem with AEW and Impact working. But I think at the same time, you know, like it's not this big move that like WWE is doing this just to deface AEW. I really don't like, maybe that sounds a little bit ignorant, Joe, but I don't think WWE makes moves while thinking of what it's going to do to AEW.
No. Dude, who did they, what just happened? Something that they has happened recently. I completely forgot what it was. Where I was like laughing. I'm going, yeah, they're clearly so scared of AEW. I don't remember what it was, but it could be a multitude of things. But no, this just cracks me up. Just the idea of, you know, they're going to fucking just the connection with Impact. I don't even, who is Impact's champion? Who is it? Do you even know off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, no. I should know it though. It was just, but he was just crowned though at the last pay-per-view.
You don't believe me. I'm not beating myself up over not knowing who their champion is. No one cares. No one fucking watches the show, dude.
Moose is the Impact.
Moose.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, Moose. Like, remember
Moose? Oh, no, Moose? He won on the 23rd, so, yeah.
Who did he wrestle for the belt? I don't even
Christian
know.
Christian Cage.
Oh, Jesus.
And Josh Alexander.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on. And it's not like these people are bad or anything. It's not like I'm sitting there like, they suck. It's just no one cares.
Right.
No one watches it. No one watches it. Weren't people just rejoicing that AEW hit a little bit over 1 million people this week and all they had to do was basically give away a fucking pay-per-view and Daniel Bryan in a blood match? Yep. Yeah.
Well, that and fucking Ruby and Jade. Like, I mean, they stacked Wednesday, so.
Yeah. And by the way, like, that's the thing. They stacked these shows with this ridiculous shit. And this is like, this isn't even like a worth having a conversation about because we just, it is what it is at this point, but they give these big fucking matches away, pop a rating for 10 seconds. And then you're like, okay, cool. Like, what are you going to do in a month and a half when you're trying to sell people a pay-per-view for $50?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You just have to rely on the fact that everybody's just going to want to have it and want to spend it.
I assume that's what they think.
Yeah.
It's not what it actually is, but that's what they think it is.
Yeah. Well, that's also this too, where
because when you the thing is I mean, I would say, well, then maybe they just save their events, their pay-per-views for the gimmick matches, which could still be smart. So you want to have these big pay-per-view level fucking singles matches on your show? Fine. That's a way you want to do things. Fine. Then save something special that people want to plunk down $50 or whatever to watch the events. But they use their gimmick matches on the regular weekly shows too.
Right.
So it's kind of like, what the fuck are you saving for anyone?
Right. There's nothing. There's nothing being saved for this. And like I said, you're asking people to spend a good chunk of change on these shows. And once they've already seen it, they've already seen it.
Right.
That's what it is. Dude, today there's two games on, two NFL games, right?
Philly and Dallas, right?
Yeah, and they're both pretty fucking meh games. But the NFL at least had the decency to give it away for us for free. Because a lot of the time, and by the way, I shouldn't even say for free because it's on ESPN. But like they were doing this random shit where they're like, it's on the NFL Network. And you're like, dude, you're really cutting off millions of people from watching a fucking game for what?
It's because they want even more money. That's another thing too. If the NFL Network didn't have commercials, I would be all over it.
Yeah,
I would. If NFL Network was like our Patreon, where there's no commercials on our Patreon, I'd be like, yeah, that's worth it. I'll spend the $5 a month or whatever the fuck it ends up being. You know, because it's like, what, 60 months? It was like 120 for the whole season off of Roku. So it's like, yeah, 120 for the whole, oh, that's worth it. But it's not, because the NFL Network has commercials too, Joe.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? Right. How much, you're not even double dipping at this point. Right. You're just triple dipping. Yeah, like, you guys pay us, the team pays us, this pays us, everyone pays us.
And it's not even like you get more shit with the game, like with the network. Like, it would be cool if you could watch the game on the NFL Network and listen to the coaches talk. Listen to the sidelines. Yeah. Dude, how cool would that be? Like, oh yeah, you're listening to Berenthal and fucking whoever on the goddamn commentary on NBC or Fox or wherever the fuck you're watching it. Or you could listen to no commentary and just listen to the coaches and the players yell at each other. Yeah. Which would you rather listen to? Or even if
there's a bunch of choices.
Do you remember back in the day when they used to mic up the football players' headsets or their fucking helmets and you could hear the crunching on the field? I miss those days, man.
Yeah, well, they're not going to want you to hear the crunching anymore. That's it. I'll tell you what, that noise definitely isn't people hitting their heads off other people. That's for sure. Yeah.
You think about the children and their concussions.
Yeah, look at, dude, you see them sitting there. They're like, that's definitely not why Antonio Brown's insane right now. He's definitely, that must be him. He's just a diva.
Second,
do you ever think of how funny that is, that he's like that severely fucking mentally ill from having fucking brain damage in football? Mm. And instead the story's just like twisted as like, what a silly man. He's just a silly boy.
I like that shirt.
ProWrestlingTees.com/WrestlingSoup.
Speaking of divas, I guess we got to get to the second part of that fucking news. So the other names that were released is it's been the Destroyer. It's been a Mr. Damas prediction for a very long time. I warned people the end was nigh. And apparently the end is coming in January at Royal Rumble when the Bellas make their return into WWE.
And in true COVID protocols, you can look, but you can't touch.
Dear Lord. The Bellas are back, folks. You know, it just took them losing their spot on Total Divas and then losing Total Bellas. And then eventually Brian getting too busy to do the Bellas podcast for them to finally make the decision. Hey, we like money. Let's go back to WWE.
What about money and attention? Do we have any more money or attention coming? No money or attention coming?
Yeah.
Well, I think they also saw it somewhere and maybe... probably more so Nikki even than Brie, clearly, has been the trend. But I think that there was a part of them that really believed they could ride out being the chicks on E! Entertainment.
Yeah.
Where they would stand on the red carpet and interview people as they walked in. Guess what, man? Other than even just COVID kind of taking that shit out, that was heading the way of the dinosaur anyways.
Oh, yeah.
The whole, like... oh my God, what are you wearing? Like, no one was watching that shit.
Right.
Nobody was watching the Oscars anymore. Nobody was watching the Emmys anymore. Nobody was watching it. And I'm sure I'm saying that, and you'll hear tons of people that are like, you're crazy, dude, because my wife, my girlfriend, whoever loves watching, you know, the dresses and, oh, what are they wearing? But realistically, how long is that going to be a thing when people could also just watch it on YouTube?
Well, it was also a thing when you look at those days, when you look at those big fanfares and those celebrity red carpet events and stuff like that, those were special occasions that you got to see designers putting out their best stuff and these different starlets pretty much wearing them. But you have like a dozen fucking channels, 30, 40, 50 fucking channels that literally do that all day long.
That's all it is.
All it is talking about celebrities. All it is gossip shit. Like, that's why it killed it. You know, video killed the radio star, basically. It was the saturation of this type of event. At this point, how many red carpet events are in a year? Can we even count them? Can we even list them all? Because, I mean, oh, you're just saying Oscars and Grammys. Dude, no, keep going. VMAs, Nick Kids Choice Awards, every goddamn California movie carpet fucking event.
The American Movie Awards.
Oh, my God. The Tonys. The fucking, yeah, dude. And all of them are on fucking camera now. All of them are streamed.
Yep.
You know?
And people get sick of this shit. They're done with it. And that would have been probably the only avenue that they could have moved into.
Right.
Because what the fuck else were they going to do? What are they going to do? They're not entertaining people. They're not talented fucking people. So here they are back in wrestling.
Right.
Doing the fake fighting. By the way, now that Tony Storm's gone, you know that they have to fill a backwards hat quota. So we should have seen this coming.
We can't have three girls with backwards hats. Come on now.
I knew, but dude, I should have known that was happening after I did the show and I mentioned that Tony Storm would be gone and they don't have someone to wear the hat backwards.
Mm.
They're like, shit. That's shit. Cool. Who's going to wear a fuck? We need a chick with long hair to wear a backwards hat.
Yeah, we need a girl that's obsessed with her looks to wear a backwards. Where can we find one?
God,
where?
Damn it.
Oh, where?
This one, where? This one seemed almost a little too down to earth. Mm. What are we going to do? We got to get somebody that's, I think I remember.
We need someone with a little more higher. We need someone with higher maintenance, Joey.
That's yeah, we need someone that definitely thinks way more of themselves than they're really worth in any capacity.
That's okay. Nikki's wife is taking care of the kids, so Artyom or whatever her name is.
Was he Russian? What was his deal?
Yeah, some Eastern European or some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He reminds me of like one of the bad guys, like the secondary bad guy in a bad Die Hard. You know, like he was the guy who answered to Hans Gruber or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will do as you wish, sir.
Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a machine gun. I'm going to go dance now.
In Soviet Russia, Bella total you.
Yes. So the Bellas are back. I don't know if this is going to be a long-term thing. This, too, could just be a flash in the pan, just a simple payday, a little remembrance for the fans at home to go, hey, I remember those girls. Yeah. Yuck.
Imagine them going on that show and being like, this is the start of something big. You know what? I don't think so. They're probably just going in for a quick little in and out.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I think they came down with, what was it, 18 girls? I'm trying to think of. Let me see. Royal Rumble Girls 2022.
I love that they just don't care anymore to the effect of they just go, nah, here's all your fucking
potential here we surprises. Go. So, yeah, it was 19 out of the 30 that were announced. Yeah. Nikki A.S.H., Rhea Ripley, Tamina, Dana Brooke, Queen Zelina, Carmella, Aaliyah from SmackDown, Natalya, Naomi, who I know you didn't see SmackDown, but Naomi was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Wrestle anymore really much? So I kind of get that.
She came out there and went full Ebonics on Charlotte.
Oh boy.
Naomi, normally she just speaks and she has like, she has good charisma behind the mic. She doesn't step on her own words. She can talk to somebody. I don't know what the fuck they told her in the back on Friday, but she's like,
be a champion and enter the Royal Rumble match and choose her challenger.
Hey, Charlotte. You know, you don't have to wait to WrestleMania to face the challenger of your choosing. Because you can choose to face me and put your title on the line right now. Well, I know I done this.
No!
Feel the glow, Charlotte.
And I'm like, who the fuck is this? Oh, it was embarrassing.
Maybe somebody in creative saw the Brandy promo and they panicked.
Oh, God.
They said, damn, that's so good. We got to do something like that.
I was embarrassed for her. It was that bad, dude. Like, it was.
Oh, they had her doing the yeah girl, that type of shit.
I mean, like, look, I've seen her throw like little shades of it out there when she gets all pissed off. Like, great, great example when she got a little ghetto Joe was back when Mandy Rose was trying to fuck with her man. You know, do you remember that when the Mandy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
There was a little bit of that came out, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. That's how she addresses it. That's how it comes out of her, is when she gets mad. But this promo on Friday, she's just walking out like that. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah. And you know what makes me laugh is the idea that someone now has been on television for like 10 years in many capacities. And then someone comes out and they do just a completely different accent, a completely different voice, whatever it might be. They might take a different tone. Yeah. It's goofy. It's goofy no matter what. When they sent fucking poor Apollo Crews out there to put on an accent, everybody was like, why are they doing this to Apollo Crews? It's not okay. Like, it seems really strange. And by the way, I mean, for years and years, both you and I were like, what the fuck is Cena doing?
Yeah.
Why is Cena out here being like, yes, I'm the mayor of fucking whatever town I'm in tonight, but also, yo, homie, G-Dog boss. Like, you're like, this is bad.
Right.
That is fucking weird.
And it's weirder still for somebody who has that level of tenure to go back to something like that. Look, I know it's sad. I mean, we're talking about Hit Row and even Apollo and stuff like that. But when you're a new character, in some facets, it's not forgivable, but I understand why people do what they do in order to keep their job going. Right. Naomi is past the point. I mean, she's obviously going to have to worry about her job. WWE is not pulling any punches with firing people.
Yeah.
But she's not a person that needs to do that. We know Naomi is very fucking capable in the ring. Naomi is not a person that you throw out in the ring and expect a bad match. She's not a Carmella. She's not a Bliss. She can go out there and have good matches. She's got good jumps. She's got great psychology with the fans. The fans love her. Dude, she comes out there and she immediately raises people's levels. They just like seeing her. She's bubbly. She's cute. She knows how to talk. She knows how to wrestle. Why in the fuck would you think at any point that you need to like ghetto it up?
Well, it's because for the writers or whoever. And this is all us just assuming.
Yeah, this is,
you know, I don't know. Maybe for her, she was like, you know what? I'm going to phone it in tonight and just make these fucking honkies happy. Maybe that was her thought process in that moment. Like, she's like, I'm just going to make these corny fucking white people smile.
Oh, it was so
bad. By being like, oh no, sister, I'm going to beat your ass. And they would be like, oh, I like when they do that. Like,
dude, yes. Charlotte sat there and she asked her, she's like, why in the hell do you deserve a title shot? And Naomi's sitting there thinking. And so Charlotte does the smart thing and she tries to buy her time by looking at different corners of the ring and addressing the audience. Yeah. Why does Naomi deserve a title shot? What have you done lately? And she's like, girl, I haven't done much lately, but I did this. And she slaps her. And I'm just like, oh, that's just the worst.
All right. Well, you know what? To be fair, at least that's the extent. Is that all she said?
Yeah. Well, no. All right. No.
That's fine. Then.
No, they were talking before that because Naomi interrupted Charlotte's promo. Yeah.
Oh, did Naomi come out though doing the fucking deal? Mm-hmm. That's so weird, man.
It is, and that's why I was kind of like, Naomi. Naomi is not this person. We've seen Naomi for years, and even if you watched her on the fucking Total Divas, you've seen her how she actually talks for years. She doesn't talk like that. That's not who she is.
Right.
Like, and maybe if she gets mad. Like, and I was okay with that. That's fine. You get mad, you start getting angry. The kindness, the enunciated syllable words kind of go out the window. I get that. Totally get that.
Right. I'm from Boston. The A's and the H's and everything start to disappear when you get real angry.
Right.
That's just how it goes. I get that.
But you're just not having a normal conversation, dropping shit like that.
By the way, with a person that you're okay. So when you're around people, like I'm sure when you go out and talk to other people from Chicago, your accent gets way stronger.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Right. Right.
That does happen for sure. Like you have that, you know, I'm speaking to somebody that's from where I am and is around me.
Right.
And the fucking voice raises up on you. That's just par for the course.
Right.
But it's another thing, like you said, where it seems performative.
Right.
Where it's like, where is this coming from? Like I've gone other places and realized how strong my accent is just speaking plainly.
Yes.
But I've also noticed that I have used my accent in places where I might not be as focused, and it becomes almost like a speech crutch.
Mm. Yes.
I've noticed that too, where it's just like it's almost more calming. I don't know. I don't try to understand this shit at all. But I know where you're coming from, where you just go, oh, come on, you don't need to do this.
Well,
you don't need to fucking put on a fake voice to make fucking people happy.
You're listening to Wrestling Soup.
The other names that they also threw out there were Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah,
which it's nice to see Shotzi out there again. Shayna, Baszler, Charlotte Flair, of course, her being the first champion in there, I guess, in the women's Queen of the Ring, which is fine. And then Mickey James, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Lita, which is fine.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they threw Lita out there. Michelle McCool, which right. is interesting. I mean, obviously, people, if they don't know, that's Undertaker's wifey. That's his waifu. Yeah, it's interesting now that she's coming back after all the years that she probably could have come back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now Undertaker's retired and off the fucking roster. Like nobody's expecting Undertaker. Now it's time for Michelle McCool to shine. It's right. like,
I like the idea of her being like, I don't want people to think that I only here because of, and it's just like, yeah, that's. We all know the deal. It's fine.
I'm okay. Right. It's kind of like a, well, you'll have a good showing. I'm sure you'll throw somebody out. Maybe a Carmella or something like that.
But. Right. Nobody's even mad at her either way.
Right. Right.
You know, like that's that to me. That there is some level to whenever people do that shit where they're like, of course, so-and-so's, you know, husband or so-and-so's wife is going to be on the right. thing. And you're like, yeah, well, what do you want them to do? Just go fucking curl up and die?
Right. She was a wrestler before they fucking hooked up.
Yeah, like at some point you're just like, well, what do you want them to do? Just not exist anymore? Right. And it's what, well, I bet they're only on the show because so-and-so got them on a show. Cool. Wouldn't you fucking use them?
Right.
I don't know. Like that to me is one of those weird moments where it's like, it's one thing if somebody also is just like terminally shitty. Well,
to a point. So, yeah. I mean, we can still use Undertaker for the example. When Sarah was a part of the wrestling angles.
Oh, like, and she was just like, bad.
And, yes. and the funniest thing was they had DDP stalking her. The announcers were talking about how beautiful Sarah is.
And she was like.
And everybody at home is like, wait, what?
listen, I'm not trying to be mean here, but I think it's pretty obvious that that was not an attractive woman.
Oh, like, no.
That was not a pretty woman.
Michelle McCool was a step way the fuck up. Right. Way the fuck up.
Well, that's it, too. It's like there's a thing, too, where she's fine. She's passable. She's good and she's good enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's one thing if somebody's just complete dog shit and they're only there because they're significant other.
But
like,
I was piggybacking off your point where Michelle McCool was a wrestler before her and Taker got together. Sarah wasn't. Sarah was brought by the Undertaker and it was just awful.
It was
awful.
But you also have to remember, like, she has, or should I say, Michelle McCool had a contract, like you said, before Undertaker. And you could say like, oh, well, you know, did she train from there? Did they hire her because she was pretty or a model or whatever? It's like, well, what do you want her to do? Not have a job?
Right.
They're hiring anyways. That's right. Another thing too. Like, I'm sure somebody could use that to be like, well, she just went down there trained and they didn't even. It's like, well, what the fucking, and by the way, you know that these same exact people would also be like, oh, Jade Cargill or whatever. You're like, yeah, they got hired because they look like a wrestler.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Or they think they look like a wrestler.
Absolutely.
Or they think they're pretty or jacked or whatever. Like, you can't sit around and fucking begrudge these people.
But not to be outdone, gotta go in with the 18th mention as of Friday. Test's ex-wife, Kelly Kelly.
Wow. Oh, what a weird.
What a gamut of emotions you just had.
What a weird. Well, no, but I was going to be like, ugh. But then I remembered that, wasn't she at, what was it, the Women's Revolution pay-per-view too? Like,
yes.
Yeah. She gets used fairly a good amount for these dumb gimmick matches.
A little bit.
She does. They really actually fuck with her pretty heavy, all things considered. And by all things considered, I mean that she's terrible. I mean, she's real bad. Like, if you want to sit there and be like, oh, Michelle McCool or whatever, it's like, yeah, okay. But Kelly Kelly was fucking god-awful.
Yeah, I bring back Candice Michelle. Bring back Candice Michelle if you're going to go on that level. And I'm not saying that there isn't a bunch of other women that WWE should bring in there. Like, I could see Molly making an appearance. I'd like that. I could see Victoria for an appearance. I'd like that. Hell, I know Jazz retired, but she didn't retire in WWE. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't mind seeing Candice.
Candice Michelle was fucking, she was Ricky Steamboat compared to Kelly Kelly. Yeah. Let's be real, dude. I mean, fuck's sake. Like, if we're going to play that game and be like, oh, well.
I just mean girls that were hired for things other than their in-ring talents.
Right. Well, you know, there's still 10 more spots. We could get our wish, I guess.
True. True.
Who knows?
But there's a lot. Kong. I'd love to see Kong in there.
Oh, poor Kong.
I mean, she's another one that, and it wasn't WWE's fault, but, you know, it's just one of those scenarios that Kong was out there flipping Bellas around and shit, doing really well for herself. And then, you know, she had life.
Is there even like, and I don't want to go too far down this, obviously, because we're going to get to these shout outs, but I mean, is there even a fucking argument to be had that she's like one of the greatest losses for women's wrestling in the past, like 10 years, not getting to be like a player on
for WWE TV. Yeah.
I mean, that's why is that even a fucking debate at this point? Why would it be?
I don't clearly, but a lot of people just look at women's wrestling, especially WWE's women's wrestling, even back then, as a fetish. It's a fetish.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I think a woman like Kong changed that because guys and girls looked at her and went, no, this bitch could actually smash people for real.
Yeah.
She was like China. Yeah. She was like a China. People looked at China and went, no. I know that they don't want, you know, her to go over other guys and shit. But looking at her, it's believed that China could smash some of these fucking lightweights for real. You know, and that's what it is. It's that believability that Kong had. And then you look at her tenure. You look at her background. You look at all the years that she's wrestled overseas and everything else like that. And it's like, well, Jesus Christ, you're not just fucking throwing some fat girl out there with relations to The Rock. You're throwing out a girl who fucking clearly knows what she's doing.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. Some.
Who do you mean? You mean she's we're still waiting on that tea for her to spill.
Yeah, Jax from Mortal Kombat, I think. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, we're waiting for that tea to spill. And by the tea, we mean taco sauce. That's what's going to spill.
And then the last one on off the card. Off her chin. The last one on the card is the longtime veteran of WWE, Summer Rae.
God.
Wow.
Summer Rae.
Yeah.
Mish, this is where we are. This is what happens when you have a decade plus of just terrible fucking wrestling. That these people now are considered throwbacks. We're dusting off a legend here. Like, this is what these fucking people have to go back to.
There's only two wrestlers, in my opinion, that were mentioned of the girls from yesterday, and that's Mickey and Lita. Well, I'm sorry. I have nothing against McCool, and I think Brie Bella, you know, she tries, and Nikki Bella's whatever, you know. Kelly Kelly, come on. Right. Kelly Kelly, come the fuck on.
Yeah, we really are. But by the way, and we know this happens in the Rumble all the time, where there's so many people where you're like, yeah, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to even stand a chance. But putting Kelly Kelly out there, you're just admitting that you're just, this is just a person in there to get thrown over the fucking top rope.
Mm-hmm.
in 3 seconds.
She's just there to do an entrance, and people go, oh, I remember her. Whoop, there she goes.
Yeah, remember when she was a thing for 11 and a half seconds? You know? Oh, bad. Ugh. Yeah. Well, we can only imagine how silly the men's one's going to be, too. Mm. So what are you going
to
say?
Is there anything else? Or I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. And congratulations, Joe, are in order for old Mouthfuck Tom.
What happened?
Mouthfuck Tom is now the announcer at the Impact Zone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ah, he's the Impact Zone announcer. The ring announcer?
Yeah, no, play-by-play.
Oh, what happened to Josh McDaniels or whatever the fuck his name is? Did he finally realize he's terrible after 25 fucking years of doing it? Did he finally relinquish the spot to somebody who said, I will pass the baton? After decades of never getting any better, I figure I might as well.
Well, it was because when Matt Stryker left, that was the guy who's replacing him now. So the replacement for Matt Stryker is old Mouthfuck Tom.
Oh, he's replacing Stryker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, Stryker wasn't.
Stryker's not bad. Stryker's a little weird as a person, and he's got some Christian values that are, I don't know, whatever. That's,
was that his deal? Was he like a weird semi-religious dude? Was that his
He brought it up. I remember me and you doing that stuff, talking about that with like Lucha Underground back in the day. And he had some other things too. I think he's a little bit religious. And I don't know if he's like Vince Russo religious, but I don't know. There's some little purity issues over the years with the guy.
Well, was he the dude that was like raised religious, or was he the guy that's like, I did a million shitty things and now I can just talk to Jesus and that makes everything okay?
I don't know enough about the dude's history. You know what I mean? Right, like, right. I don't even know. I mean, he's clearly religious. I don't even know which religion, you know? I mean, he could be a Catholic. He could be a fucking snake Baptist. I don't know. You know?
I would love that if Matt Stryker was just like...
He would be even cooler, wouldn't he? It's like, oh, wait, he juggles snakes for Jesus?
He was one of those fucking straight-up lunatic, just like over-the-top people.
Tongues on his head. He's like an evangelical, or what do they call it? Pentecostal, with the tongues on his head, and he falls onto the ground frothing at the mouth. Yeah.
He's like, I love wrestling, but I'll tell you what I love more, when people cut themselves for Christ.
That's right.
You're like, what?
Bleed really? For you? Jesus. Hey, that's if you can drink Jesus' blood, Jesus can drink your blood too.
Yeah, if that was Matt Stryker, I'd be all right with that.
I'd say put him back in the fucking ring and let him work his gimmick.
If any, holy right? Shit. If anything, there's a lack of really, really religious weirdos in wrestling.
We need more wrestlers that are vampires for Jesus. I think that's what we need.
Hey, you know what? I mean, in general, I mean, Drake can't carry all this weight. All right? He's carrying a lot of being like the over-the-top religious guy.
Yeah.
In wrestling, if you even want to call him in wrestling anymore, I guess. But right. I mean, chop chop, we need some more weirdos.
Yeah.
But in that way, God knows we got enough other weirdos.
Yeah. I guess it's time to
Shad-ats.
Yeah.